Invocation to the Great Mother. I make no excuses. A mythic enactment of divine embrace.
Yes. My breasts are voluptuously pendulous, soft to the touch, stretched to such fullness to hold the bountiful nurturance of the goddess for rapaciously hungry mouths, wanting to consume life whole. No, I make no excuses for these breasts. Yes, my belly is round, lusty fleshiness with silvery stretch marks that feel like the texturing of touching the inside of an abalone shell. Bread dough. My belly feels like bread dough, just asking to be kneaded, warm and yeasty, inviting to the touch. This yielding bliss holds such wisdom. This belly offers communion with the remembrance of wholeness in goddess. This softness is supple through visceral experience on life's journey. Weathered like driftwood, smooth, surrendered sagacity. A belly that has given birth to so many souls. No, I make no excuses for this belly. Yes, my bottom and legs are sculptured like old mountains, ancient Blue Ridge mountains, beautifully rounded and quiescent with time. Granted, a different beauty than the Rocky Mountains in their young, taut pointedness. But why have we not honored the beauty of both? Legs and bottom, resplendently Rubenesque roundness, sculpted through having been traversed and traveled by so many loving sojourners in search of the serpent mound that leads us to the mystery of the goddess. Soft, undulating, continuous prayer mantra, transmuting journeyers the way a river carves the beauty of the Grand Canyon over time, over time, over time. And the gorge is so splendid, deep, fulfilling, enriched, carved into by sadness and joy and all the things a human experience can hold. Red rock, roseate and plump like a baby's cheeks, fulfilled and so welcoming. No, I make no excuses for this bottom, these legs. Yes, this halcyon body can teach yours to slow down, to not take the corners so fast. Built for comfort, not speed, like Janis Joplin said. Being near this commodious body is like the feeling of dropping exhausted into a big feather bed with an eiderdown comforter to be renewed, restored. Teaches you to savor, to sigh, to surrender to safety, softness, sumptuous stillness, grateful to receive the communion wafer of the present moment, because time seems so precious from this point of view in the hologram, just like in Harold and Maude, poignantly precious the moment. No, I make no excuses for my body. Yes, my face bears witness. Lines etched by laughter, sanctified with tears, deepened by sadness. Living testimony to the truth that the radiance of the spirit shines through all containers when they open to allow the divine egress. This container is like the elegance of stained glass, richly encoded with the mystery held in light. Ley lines adducing the mystery, leaving a subtle puzzle pattern in response to the sun and moon. My face is beautiful with lines that map the unknowable mystery into which I enter. No, I make no excuses for this etched face. Yes, the inner sanctum of my temple. There, there is such subtlety of response. So sensitive to the smallest nuance of pleasure, attuned to the divine frequency through experience, making love to God. Responsive and fine-tuned from entering that sacred chamber of union, made radiant, translucent, through sacramental intimacy with the Beloved. Fine-tuned to receive impulses directly from the Divine, simply like light striking a sun-dazzler crystal, refracting, dispersing, sending out light in all directions, sending out rapture in all directions, sending out eternal love in all directions. No, I make no excuses for this inner sanctum of this temple. Yes, I am the opulent, overflowing satiety of the Great Mother, and I am not ashamed of my profusion, my plenitude, my ripeness. Nor do I apologize for this copious fullness that embraces universes. Yes, I am the Great Mother, cauldron of creation. Spiral path of the return. Mystery of the planted seed. Divine sustenance of the fruit of union. Nurturance spanning from the void into form and finally claiming all in dissolution. Ancient, primal stirring of the undivided waters. Receptive, unifying awareness. Locus of ultimate surrender. I am the womb of eternal return, umbilical cord of creation, ever connecting, nurturing, and sustaining you in the womb of my power, my passion, my peace. I am that I am not, for I am the void in which universes are birthed. I am the Great Mother Goddess. I am the loving embrace of the unknowable. I am that I am not.